Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
I live with my wife in a two-story home, and we've been living here for almost 5 years now. I will never forget the scary thing that happened last year, though. The day had been pretty normal. My wife and I had both gone to work and had been gone for most of it. We got back home and had a pretty normal night as well. When it was time to go to bed, we both went upstairs where our bedroom is. I remember that after getting into bed, my wife forgot something downstairs. I don't remember what, but she told me that she would be right back. By this point, all the lights in the house had been turned off. The next thing I knew, like a minute later, I heard my wife running back up the stairs really fast. She came into the bedroom with a scared look on her face. Then she told me that she thought she saw a man downstairs in the kitchen. I honestly didn't believe her at first. I mean, she hadn't turned on any of the lights. There was a little bit of light that would come in through a few windows so you could sort of see, but it was still very dark. I didn't know why she would think that she saw a man, though. It just seemed so crazy to me. I told her that I would go downstairs and look around. She told me to be careful, but I was feeling confident.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I left the bedroom, went down the hallway, and then walked down the stairs. Now, I'm not sure why I didn't turn the lights on as I went, but I didn't. When I finally got downstairs, at first, I didn't see anybody, and I didn't hear anything either. I walked over to the kitchen, thinking that I was just going to confirm that nobody was around or anything like that. But when I approached the kitchen, I thought I heard a noise. It sounded like it was coming from the basement area. There was a door that was usually shut in the kitchen that led to the basement. I finally turned on a light and looked to the door. It was still closed, but I thought I heard somebody now at the bottom of the stairs in the basement. Now I was starting to believe that my wife might have actually seen somebody. I carefully went over to the basement door, now feeling kind of nervous. I opened it up, and it was very dark down there with no lights on. I hit the light switch, which was really just a dim bulb at the bottom of the staircase. This didn't provide too much light, but of what it did, I couldn't see anybody. I called out, asking if anybody was down there, I don't know why. And of course, I did not get a response. So then, I decided to go downstairs. At this point, I wasn't hearing any kind of noises at all. I slowly went down one step at a time, looking around. When I had made it about halfway down the stairs, though, I heard another sound. This one sort of sounded like it was coming from behind me, which was really strange. Then, I realized that it was coming from under the stairs. Like many basements, ours was mostly for storage and was somewhat cluttered. There was some junk next to the stairs and underneath the stairs, which would have been a really good hiding place. As I looked to the side of the stairs, I was sure that someone was hiding under there. I did not panic and slowly walked back up. Then I left the basement, shut the door behind me, and then took out my phone and called the police. After that, I went back upstairs to our bedroom with my wife, and I told her about the guy that was under the stairs. I locked the door to the bedroom, and then we waited for the cops to get there. In the time of waiting, we did not hear anything else. I was nervous that the guy would come upstairs to our bedroom or something like that, but he did not. About 10 minutes later, the police arrived. They came inside and searched the basement. There, they found a man hiding behind the stairs, just like I had heard. The crazy thing is we don't know when or how he entered our house. We never really used the basement much and hadn't been down there in days, and there was no signs of forced entry like a broken window or something. He could have maybe snuck in at some point while we were outside, or maybe one of us forgot to lock a door. I still don't know. One night, I was at home, relaxing in the living room. At the time, I lived in a pretty small house with a roommate. We were both renting it, and during this time, my roommate was not home. So I was by myself, and I recall that about 11 o'clock at night, I heard this strange noise. It was coming from the back side of the house, but I couldn't really tell what it was. I also couldn't pinpoint exactly where it was coming from. I stopped hearing it for a short time, so I just ignored it. But then I heard it again a few minutes later. It was really strange, so I got up and walked over to the back of the house. It was very dark out, and the windows were covered. I took a quick look outside into the backyard, but didn't see anything. I couldn't quite tell if the sound was coming from outside or from the basement. I didn't really want to go down in the basement, but I felt like I had to. So I walked over and went down the stairs. This basement was not finished, and we never used it. When I walked down there, I didn't see anything, but I still heard the noise. I walked over to where it was coming from. When I made it nearby, I looked up and there was the egress window in the basement. A man was right on the other side of it. When I saw him, I'm pretty sure that I jumped back about a foot. I really was not expecting to see him there. He saw me at about the same time, and then he started climbing back out of the window area and into the backyard. I had no idea what to do for a moment. Then I got out my phone and called the police. The man was gone, and I looked at the window, and it appeared somewhat damaged. The sounds that I heard must have been him trying to pry it open or something. I went back upstairs, and when the police got there, the man was long gone. I was unable to give a very good description of the guy because I only saw him for like a second, and I don't really remember what he looked like, sadly. The police told me, though, that there had been some break-ins in the area. After that, they left. I was nervous that the guy would return, but he did not. I only lived in that house for a year, and that was by far the craziest thing to happen. I'm not sure why the man wanted to break into our house specifically. Maybe he just liked to break into random houses. I'm guessing he also did the other robberies in the area.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I also realized that I didn't see him when I looked into the backyard, because the place that he was in was out of my sight from there. I'm just glad that when he saw me there in the basement, he left. So, before I tell you this story, I just want to say that I know I was stupid. I should have known better, I messed up, and I learned my lesson. But basically, I live alone in a sort of small house. The neighborhood is very busy and populated, and this is the first house that I've owned. Not too long after buying it, it was the springtime, and I was off of work one day. As I was home inside the house, there was a knock at the door. I walked over and opened it up to see a man standing there. He was wearing a work belt with some tools on it, and a sort of dirty sweatshirt and hard hat. He looked to be some kind of construction worker, or maybe contractor. He introduced himself to me and said that he worked for the city and had been told to inspect our block. I was young and I believed him. I didn't question his credentials or anything. The man told me that he had walked around my property and felt that my basement was in great danger of flooding. He used some complicated terminology describing stuff that I did not understand, but his main point was that when all the snow was melting and it would rain a lot in the spring, my basement would probably flood. I guess my foundation had cracks in it or something. He asked me if he could come inside the basement and look around. Apparently, if I had some kind of work done, then the house would be safe. I was skeptical because I didn't want to be scammed into getting a bunch of work done to the house that I had just recently bought. The man told me that he was not trying to sell me anything because he would not be doing the actual work. He just wanted to see if my house had already had some kind of work done to it, and it might not need anything. So I reluctantly told him that he could come down into my basement and look. Now, I had a finished basement in the house. I hadn't done too much to it yet, but there was carpet floors and I had a couch in the main room. There was also a bathroom and a spare bedroom that I was maybe going to turn into an office or something. That was just another reason why I was concerned if it might flood. If it had just been some unfinished concrete floor basement, then it wouldn't be quite as big of a deal. We both went downstairs into the basement. He started walking around and talking about the walls and stuff. Then he told me to follow him. He went inside the small room that was like a closet and had the breakers and stuff in it. We went in there and he was going to show me something. Then he told me to wait there and he left the room and closed the door behind him. So then I was shut into the room and I was wondering why. I heard him right outside the door and did not know exactly what he was doing. He told me to wait there and he was going to test something. Then he just walked away. I went over to the door and I tried to open it. However, it would not open. It was like I was locked in there. The door started to open and got maybe an inch, but then it wouldn't go any further. Something was preventing the door from opening. I yelled for the man, asking what was going on. He was gone though. The man had gone back upstairs. I tried to open the door and pushed harder and harder, but I just wasn't strong enough. I was so confused. After yelling some more, I was convinced that the man had intentionally locked me in there. I then got out my phone and called the police. They said that they would come to my address immediately. In the meantime, I continued to try to break out of the small room that I was in. I just couldn't do it though, and I was very confused as to what was going on. A short time later, I heard the front door open and close. I didn't know if it was the cops or the man, but I would say that a few minutes after that, I heard the front door open again, and this time it was the police. They entered the house and came into the basement. Then they were able to get me out of the room. The man had tied some kind of really strong cable around the door handle and then put it around the corner and tied the other end around a pole. He must have had that on his work belt. I went upstairs to see that the man had stolen my wallet, among other things. So he basically locked me in the basement and robbed me, except the man was completely gone. He had left before the police got there. I gave the police all the information that I could and then they left. I'm really hoping that the man was caught, but I never heard anything. I'm still mad at myself for letting him in the house, but I learned my lesson. This story takes place back when I was 14 years old. I was a freshman in high school, and one evening my friend Dante came over. We would always play video games together when we had the chance, and usually down in my basement. My dad always called the TV in the living room his sports watching TV, and he had a Lazy Boy chair there as well. And that was fine with me, because the TV in the basement was larger. This time though, we were home by ourselves. My parents and older sister were all going to be gone until later that night. Dante and I were just hanging out playing Madden, when we randomly heard this noise from upstairs. I was so confused, because I knew that nobody in my family would be back yet. I asked Dante if he heard it too, and he said yes.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We did have a cat, but the sound that we heard was like a person walking. A cat obviously could not make a sound that loud. Then we heard it again. We both paused the game and got up at about the same time. We were in the main room down in the basement, but decided to go to the spare bedroom down there. We quickly ran over and then locked ourselves in. I felt much better knowing that the door had a lock on it. Still, I didn't know what exactly was going on. As we were in there, we then heard the sound of somebody coming down the stairs. That's when I got really nervous. We both kept silent and did not move as we heard someone now walking into the basement. They went into the main room and then sort of started to walk over to us. I was literally holding my breath, as was Dante. About 10 seconds later, the person seemed to walk back towards the stairs and then go back up them. We knew that we needed to call the police. I didn't have a cell phone back then, but Dante did, thankfully, and he called 911. We were trying to be very quiet and said that we thought someone had broken into our house. They said help was on the way and to stay put where we were. 911 stayed on the line with us the entire time. I could sort of hear the person walking around upstairs, but just barely. The police arrived very quickly, taking just over 5 minutes, although I will say it was some of the longest 5 minutes of my life. When they got there, they found a man upstairs. Some random guy was in our house. I remember he was claiming that he thought he was at his friend's house and he just had the wrong address. I didn't believe him though. The way he got in was through the back door. It had been left unlocked. Not long after that, my parents got home. That was one of the craziest moments of my life. When I was a kid, I was always really scared of going down in our basement. I don't really know why, but I guess a lot of kids are scared of that sort of stuff. It just always felt like there might be somebody hiding down there or something. Of course, I knew that wasn't true, but any time I had to go down there alone, I would always run back up the stairs really fast. If someone else like my parent was down there with me and the lights were on, I wouldn't be so scared, but if I ever had to go down there alone, I was. So one time when I was 11 years old, I was getting ready for school one morning. My older sister had already left for high school, and I was going to ride the bus to my middle school when it came. Both of my parents left for work, so it was just me home alone for like 5 minutes. Normally, I would do things pretty last minute. I woke up about as late as possible before I would have to get ready for school. So I remember that I was looking for my shirt, and I realized that it was downstairs. The laundry room was in the basement, and my mom had just done a wash the night before. I had to get my clothes from the hamper that was just outside of the clothes dryer. This meant that I would have to go downstairs by myself. Now, I wasn't as scared at 11 years old as I would have been at, say, 6, but I was still sort of scared. I went down the stairs and then made a beeline for the laundry room. Then, I dug through the clothes until I found my shirt. After I got it, I went out of the laundry room and then sprinted for the stairs and ran up them. As I was running to the stairs, though, I thought that I saw somebody out of the corner of my eye. The basement was mostly dark, but it looked like a person was standing in the room just down the hallway. I never looked directly in that direction, and as I was running up the stairs, I told myself that it was just my imagination, and I actually believed that. I got back up the stairs, closed the door behind me, and then finished getting ready for school. I went outside, locked the front door, and then went to the end of the driveway. I made it with a minute to spare before the bus arrived. Then I boarded it and went to school. After the school day was over that day, I rode the bus back home and was dropped off at about 3 p.m. My sister was at volleyball practice until about 5, and my parents were both still at work. So I was home by myself for a few hours. This was common, and I was used to it. I would usually just hang out or do homework. So when I got inside that day, I went into the living room and started doing my homework to get it out of the way. I was sitting on the couch, and sometime during that, I thought that I heard the basement door open. This was really strange because nobody else was home. I didn't know what that could be. Instantly, though, my heart started racing and I was very nervous. I froze and listened. I thought that I heard footsteps. That area of the house was not in my view at all, but hearing those noises was enough for me. I ran as fast as I could to the stairs and then bolted up them all the way upstairs to my bedroom. Then I shut the door behind me and I hid underneath my bed. I was terrified. I still thought that somehow it was maybe my imagination though. I got the phone in my bedroom and I called my parents and told them about it. They said if somebody was in the house to call the police and also that they would be home soon. Now, after I got off the phone with them, for some reason I did not call the police. I think that I thought that I might have just been imagining what I heard. I never for sure saw a guy. Even that morning I was not 100% sure. Maybe I thought that I was just paranoid from earlier that morning. About an hour later, my parents arrived back home. When they did, I finally came out from underneath my bed and went downstairs again. And when I got downstairs, I saw that the basement door was wide open. I knew that I had closed it. The back door to the house was also unlocked, which had been locked all the time. Someone had been in our house. My dad looked all over but never found anyone or anything that was evidence. Nothing was missing or messed up. It remains a mystery of who entered our house and why. It still gives me the creeps to think about it to this day. I worked at a water treatment plant on the graveyard shift. The place was isolated, situated next to a highway that connected two cities about an hour apart. Nothing but some empty fields and trees were in between. It would just be me there during the night shift. My job and why I had to be there was to check the levels, adjust equipment every now and then, and basically just make sure that everything was working and it wasn't going to blow up. During my shift, I would be inside an 8-foot-tall barbed wire fence, which was locked, but the access door to the rest of the facility were always open. One night, at about 2:30 or 3 a.m., I was sitting in my control room area, killing time on my Nintendo DS. The sound of the game was the only thing breaking the silence, and I was halfway zoning out when I heard a voice from behind me. The voice shouted out to get on the ground. I turned around and saw a guy standing there behind me, holding a gun. He must have climbed the barbed wire fence to get to me, because I could see he was bleeding from several locations on his body. I must have been taking a while to comprehend what was happening, because the man yelled to get on the ground again. I didn't hesitate this time, and I dropped to my knees. He kept the gun pointed at me as he stepped closer. I remember that he kept apologizing to me, saying that he was sorry, but he had to do this. I thought that maybe he had been hired to kill me by someone, and what could I have possibly done to deserve this? He began asking for my truck keys, my wallet, and my phone. I didn't argue, and I handed everything over. Next, he tied me up. He used some duct tape that was near my desk, wrapping it around my wrists and my ankles. I still had no idea if I was going to die soon, or maybe I was being kidnapped and that's why he was tying me up. After a few minutes, the guy backed away. He apologized again, and then he turned and walked out of the room. I heard the sound of my truck starting up, and then the tires crunching the gravel as he drove away. For a moment, I just sat there, totally in shock, trying to calm myself down. The duct tape wrapped around my wrists and ankles wasn't the greatest, and I was able to free myself after a while. I used the emergency phone at the water treatment facility and called the police, and they said they would send someone right away. When the cops came, they asked me a bunch of questions, wrote down everything I could remember, and arranged for a way home for me.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The next day, I found out the guy was arrested in the town over. He'd apparently escaped from an inmate custody transport a few days before and had been on the run ever since. The police said he was desperate, probably running out of options, and that he had likely walked a long way to get to the water plant. That made sense considering how far in the middle of nowhere the plant was. I even got all my stuff back besides the cash in my wallet because he had been caught trying to pawn off my stuff in the next town over. I think about that night often and have had to go to some therapy for it. The man was obviously desperate, and maybe he had thought about killing me, since it would likely have given him more time to escape, as the cops would have been called much later. There have been some other strange occurrences that happened while I was working the night shift job, but this one was easily the scariest thing that I ever experienced there.